This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
A bit weaker for the grains here. We've got soybeans given part of yesterday's gains back, but still we've got this nearby May contract above $12. That's a critical support point here. We had a bit of spreading again yesterday that left the wheat just a bit higher. It traded both sides of unchanged, and then corn just a touch lower here. It's really a rather quiet trade, lighter volumes, and a market that's really anticipating this Thursday crop report we've got coming up. Until then, just some, again, spreading, position adjustments, some probably position squaring, some stepping out of the market to see what happens here. That'll be the prospective plannings update and the quarterly grain stocks numbers that we get coming up in a couple of days. That should really shift more of the focus over towards the new crop outlook as we think a lot about those acreage intentions and what they'll mean for the balance sheets going forward. But quietly lower here to start out on this Tuesday morning.
When we talked at this time last week, I believe you had mentioned that usually, typically, the report, the planning intentions report, lines up pretty similar to what we see in that USDA outlook report in February. Is that kind of still where you're leaning now, Joe? And then what's your overall thoughts on the quarterly grain stocks and whether we see any surprises there?
Right. For the most part, we should use those February outlook numbers as a baseline. And it was last year that the corn acreage intentions number went up by 1 million acres above the February estimate, and soybeans were exactly even with that number.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
May corn down a quarter of a cent at 437 and a half. May soybeans down 8 even at 1201 and a quarter. May soybean meal down $2.10 at 339.60. May soybean oil down 31 cents at 48.71. On the Merck, April live cattle down 52 cents at 185.67. April feeder cattle down $1.07 at 249.37. April lean hogs up 77 cents at 85.92. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.